Welcome to the Gobeski Wallace Report podcast. Today, Adam and I will be discussing what our podcast is going to be about. We decided that'd be the best thing to do to start out, you know. So, I thought a good idea for the first podcast would be to discuss what our podcast was going to be about. So, you know, I think I'm carrying my end here. That means you have to come up with an idea now.
Well, can I just respond to what you say about the podcast and say, well, that idea sucks?
Well, I kind of expected that anyway, but, you know, reciprocity here, pal.
I have to
be able to say that something you say sucks too, so.
Oh, so you want more from me than just simple contradiction?
Well, as much fun as that would be. I mean,
that's not fun.
You're right. So let's try to get some content in here. All right. Content. All right. So I was thinking what we could do is kind of have like a talk show is what I initially thought of. I mean, the best of I am seems to be a good starting point. Just kind of figure everything out. But we could kind of have like a talk show and our friends could be the guests and people would listen to it. Because, and here's the wonderful thing about podcasts, is they're automatically downloaded to your computer. So,
you know,
no one can say that they're lazy because it's already there. All you got
to
do is listen to it.
It's automatically downloaded doesn't mean they're going to listen to it. They can just as easily hit delete. In fact, I'm pretty sure that if Alex had this on his computer, he would just delete every single moment he thought he saw it come up.
Then why would he even subscribe in the first place?
Because one of us would put it on his computer when he wasn't looking.
That's a good question. We should find a way to make the podcast undeletable.
So you want
like the only way you can delete it is if you listen to it. It'd be like a virus, except entertaining.
I don't know. Some viruses are entertaining. Once I got one where it said your computer has been stoned, and it just wouldn't boot. And then I like rebooted it, and it was fine. I don't really know what that was, but. It was a virus, I'm pretty sure.
You sure it was a virus and not just someone screwing with your computer?
Well, because I bought a piece of software, a used piece of software, and installed it. And that's what happened. So, this was in like the early 90s.
Early 90s where, in order to get a virus, you had to put a disk into your computer to get the virus.
The game was actually Final Assault by Epix.
Oh, that could be
good.
Remember
Epix?
No, I don't actually.
They made, like, the summer games and the California games.
Oh, well, I remember those.
Yeah, that was
Hacky Sack and such.
Yeah.
Did they call it Hacky Sack? I think they call it something else, but...
I think they call it, what, Bag or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Hacky Sack's probably a trademark or something.
Indeed. So we could have, like I was saying, and just have... We could just force people to be on the show. I mean, we have influence with our friends. We could definitely force Alex too. Because Alex
can do
will
that
do
right now, actually, if you want.
Does he have a microphone?
No, not with Alex. Hey, Jason, come here.
I guess Jason's always a good first test because you can get him to do just about anything.
It's true. He has no will of his own. Jason, say something into the microphone. You gotta get kind of close here.
Hello, microphone.
That was Jason Kane here on the Gobeski Wallace Report.
Hey, good job, Jason.
You can go away now.
See how easy this is? This is content. This is pure content. No one can claim
this isn't
content.
The only problem is I kind of feel like one of those morning talk show DJs on the radio. Who, like, say just totally inane, stupid things about nothing.
Well, see, that's why we got to think about... I mean, this is kind of a test run where we didn't really think about what we're going to say beforehand. But we should have, like, a list of things. And, like, we're going to talk about these things. Which is actually probably what they do, except... Yeah. Yeah, that could end up being pretty lame, now that you mention it. Because most of those
talks in the paper today. They have this thing called, burrito places.
Yeah,
I guess
talk about...
you go and you order and they just make you a burrito.
Yeah. Like, I mean, we could just have the discussion we had, I think, before we started about Qdoba and the Qdoba rewards. and how much they suck, but you feel obligated to get them because, you know, you're entitled.
That's right, Charlie. But now, but next, we've got some great music coming up for you. Some Styx, some Def Leppard. But right now, I want to take a quick look at the weather. It's raining outside. It's kind of cold. Anyway, back to you.
Thanks, Adam. Yeah, I can't think of anything Def Leppard does, but it's coming up next anyway.
They drum with one arm. That's all you need to know.
We don't actually listen to this music. We actually just discuss things while the music is going on, so we don't listen to this crap.
It's pretty much up to you to just think of your favorite Def Leppard song and just sort of hum it while we just kind of sit here for a little while. How long's a Def Leppard song? Like, what, 3 minutes? So sure. Silence, cue, go.
Okay, now we're recording again. Apparently that was a joke, which I didn't understand. I hope the viewers are a little bit more, or the listeners are a little bit more astute than me. But okay.
The verdict was no, they're not very astute.
Yeah, well, no, I'm pretty sure, I thought the wonderful thing about a podcast, though, is that people, they just listen to it because it's easy, because it's already there. And, I mean, you can say whatever you want.
Can I be perfectly honest? I've never actually listened to a podcast.
You know,
I haven't really even listened to our last podcast, and I'm in it.
Yeah, I haven't either. As you noticed when I put it up and there were the sound issues, and you're like, what's the deal with those sound issues? I'm like, I don't know. I just put it up. That's not my job.
I'm pretty sure that is your job, since you're the one recording.
Yeah, well, I guess my job description has expanded a little since then, so.
To be not lame?
Quality control. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's what we're calling it today.
Yeah. Not being lame equals quality control. But yeah, we can force Jim. I think we could force Alex to be on. Jason. Brian, maybe.
Probably. She's nodding. She looks despairing at us, but she's nodding.
Well, she doesn't have to be on right now. Hey, can people, like, hold on. We're going to take a brief break.
It rarely is.
Okay, well, we're back again. And now, Adam.
Hello.
You should think, while I'm, you know, just blurting out stuff, you should think of ideas as well. Like we could do, if we ever thought of a skit or something, we could do a skit and that could be a podcast. But those are a little
bit harder. I wrote some skits for the Gobeski Bulletin a long time ago.
Well, we could do those. Or we could do variations of those that would fit on, you know, just plain audio format.
Well, there is the Shakespeare one where he does the famous Hamlet soliloquy, except he replaces every instance of the word. I think just basically every noun and verb. I think it's just verbs with a certain word, kind of dirty, that starts with O.
Well,
I think he eventually gets dragged off the stage by the end of it.
I mean, we could do that, but with you insisting that we, you know, censor this for the sake of others, I think that would just, well, maybe that would work, as long as you were willing to listen to bleeps. But I mean, on the quality control end, it might be kind of a pain.
I don't know, it might just be fun just to hear eventually, beep, to beep.
Yeah, or you could just add in the beeps as you're doing it. Although that wouldn't, I'm not sure that would work.
To beep or not to beep?
That's moderately
or perhaps amazing. Might work better if, like, you beeped.
Okay. I'm going to stop, and we're gonna try it, because we're all about experimentation here at the Gobeski Wallace Report.
Why are we stopping? Let's just do it right now.
Okay, fine.
I'll just pause, and you put in a beep.
Oh.
Okay, we ready?
Yeah, okay.
Two.
Beep.
Or not two.
Beep.
That is the
beep.
Whether it's his nobler to
beep.
The
beep.
and
beep
of outrageous
beep beep.
All right, maybe not.
Yeah, I think it might work, but not. No, you definitely need the word in there. I think that makes it funny. The particular word that you used.
Remember, it starts with an O.
I don't understand that. And what could that word possibly be?
Spasm. I'm thinking not, but I could be wrong.
Hmm. So yeah, there's that. And then, well, no, I don't really want to put music in unless they're like funny songs. And then it would be like exactly like a morning radio show, which I don't know. It would be either really lame or we do it so much better that it would be awesome. What do you think? Are you there?
I got me some great Chipotle.
Some what?
Great Chipotle.
Oh.
The burrito theme.
Okay, now you keep playing. I'm going to get my guitar, and we could play like some sort of weird guitar duet, and you could sing. Hold on. This will be awesome.
Boobs. Tastes good. With cheddar cheese. And a burrito. Woo! I think he went to get his guitar, folks. So I'm just going to hold down the fort here for a while. What's the deal with cancer? I mean, you get it, and then you die. Should I wait longer for your laughter, or should I come back? Loyal listener. That's probably good. So,
yeah, I noticed a lot of silence while I was gone.
Well, that's because that's where the listener is laughing at my cancer joke.
A cancer joke. All right, yeah. I've been missing comedy gold, I see. So, key is C. Can you sing something in the key of C? C. G. C again.
A minor.
A minor.
C.
G. Wow. People are going to love this. Why would you not listen to this? F. Yes.
F.
Singing a song about cancer. Cancer.
Cancer.
Cancer.
Cancer. It's bad for your health. It's bad for your life. It just makes you die. Unless it goes into remission, then you will live. Unless it comes back again, that's cancer.
Wow, that was awful.
Freaking guitar solo.
That was awful.
In the best kind of way.
Yeah. That was awful and mildly offensive. Therefore, I think that's exactly what we're going for here. So we could do that in every episode. We could start off the episode by like, let's make up a song. I'll be like,
we could.
Key of F. And we play something the key of F.
Key of F? And have you ever tried to play something in the key of F?
That was, I don't know, that was, you're right, that would be bad.
F is hard.
We could, we could capo.
D minors and E minors. And
capo. A's. And then we wouldn't have to think about it.
Okay, fine. The lazy man approach.
That's why God invented capos.
Let's just capo up to the third fret and then we'll just play it all in D.
That's how you make new songs. Play the same song on a different fret.
I actually did that earlier today. I was like, I'm gonna learn a new song. Let me just move this capo up. Suddenly knocking on heaven's door is something new.
Wow, this one has the same fingerings. Whoa, it sounds different.
No, but the best time though is a little while back. I just picked up the guitar and just played a random chord progression, and my girlfriend looks at me and goes, "How did you know what song I was learning?" I was like, "What?" She's like, "Well, the rhythm was slightly different, but that's exactly the same song." It's like, "Well, I'm just that good." No, I just picked a random chord progression.
Well, all right. So are we decided? Is that what we're going to do?
Why don't we just do whatever we feel like doing
that particular day?
That particular day.
Okay.
For instance, there might be dramatic recitations, Best of IM Theater, perhaps some Nick Bronson previews.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. I mean, they'd be like reading from the latest novel, Nick Bronson, Dinosaur Hunter.
Yes.
The Return of Sammy by Charles Wallace.
That'd be interesting.
Because do a full-blown radio show like we did with episode 2, The Extinction, now available on this podcast. Go check it out. well, not this particular podcast, but presumably the RSS feed you hooked up.
Yes.
You know, it's a little more elaborate. I mean, it takes a little bit of editing to go...
That's even better than when you did it on the recording, I think. I think that was the best one you've done.
When the special edition comes out, you can splice that one in.
Something we could do. Nick Bronson 2, The Extinctioning Special Edition. With brand new effects.
You know what we could do with this?
Hmm.
We could do audio commentaries.
Well, we could. I'm like, what?
We could do like a Shadow Nation commentary.
We could. We just need something... Yeah. Oh, but then so then someone could play this like at the same time as playing Shadow Nation, and then just...
Yeah. I've actually seen, like, I think the BBC website does that for some of their shows. Like, it's just like you click on a link when you start up the program, and it just, you listen to it while the program plays on just your DVD or whatever.
Wait for the lion to roar twice or whatever, and then start playing it.
Yeah, then start the CD 7 seconds in, I think, at that point. I've never actually done that. Have you done that?
No, I haven't.
I wonder what that's actually like.
I know Dustin has done it. A while back, he sent me all these different Pink Floyd albums or whatever that line up with all these different movies. I think I still have the list somewhere, and I'm like, wow, you really do drugs, don't you, Dustin? Before it was all hearsay, but this proves it. If I had caught you smoking weed, I think this list is better proof than actually seeing you smoke weed.
It's part of the culture.
Why don't we do that? I mean, do you have... I think I have Shadow Nation on my computer or something. We could just do that right now.
Why don't we save that for another podcast? Possibly record it at the same time, but not part of this particular... episode.
Oh, yeah. Sounds cool to me.
I think that's kind of our manifesto, loyal listener.
So, Jason, yeah.
I find it ironic that Jason being not just the only listener, but also on the podcast.
Yeah, probably listens to the episode while it's happening and then listens to it while going to sleep at night afterward. I can only hope.
He cries afterwards.
But, yes, in summation, we've decided that the format of our podcast will be no format. I'm glad.
So we're basically right where we started.
Yeah. So that's how all good podcasts go, I hear.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're glad we wasted your time for this past however long it's been.
It's about 15 minutes or so.
We'll see you next download.
Yeah. Oh, before we go, we need to find a sign off. Like a trademark sign-off to do. Right?
Well, I guess.
Or don't we?
You here, you try one and then I'll try one.
So, from this is Charlie Wallace in Madison, Wisconsin. And then you would say,
ah, this is Adam Gobetsky in the voice of Murphy saying, golly, let's see you later.
I like that better. All right.
All right.